And now we need to add the emotion API to our list. We do that the same as we've added the others by clicking on the Getting Started for Free or Get Started for Free. From there, we're going to look until we find the emotion API, or in this case, the emotion preview. The emotion API is one of the seemingly simplest of the cognitive services. However, it accomplishes some very difficult things. It is not easy to understand the human face. There are all sorts of variations in the face, and being able to discern an emotion is no small task. The face API, for example, need only identify where the eyes and face are, but to read a concept like emotion into a face is another whole level of difficulty. And I must say, it does it very well. So to add emotion to our list, we're going to agree and subscribe. Once we do that, we need to get the key, same as before. And again, we can go to Azure to get a more permanent key. But for now, what we've got will work just fine. 30 transactions per month, or 30,000 transactions per month, and 20 per minute. Not a problem. We'll be good with that. So our next step is to load up our application. As with the others, we've prepared the application to run. So you'll see that we have an emotion request, an emotion response class. And those work just like the other ones. We took the JSON and pasted it into the classes as a class. And for the request, it's very simple. We give it the URL to where the image is. The emotion response is a little more complicated in that we can get face rectangle scores as far as the different emotions, and it is able to detect 8 different emotions. Emotion surprise. When you have this working with your camera, it's a lot of fun to try to figure out if you can get all 8 of the emotions, but that's for another time. Let's go back to our main window. So the first thing is, up to now, we have been just searching for an image, and now we're going to take that image and check the emotion on it. So we're going to clean that out. And here's our get emotion routine. It's fairly lengthy because it's actually doing a few things, and we'll walk through those now. To start with, as with the other cognitive services we were calling, we're going to use an HTTP client to call the REST web service. We have a key. We'll paste the key here in a minute. We have an endpoint provided by the documentation. And this time, instead of passing a query string, we're going to create a request document. That request document is simply passing in the URL of the image that we got from our image search. So the calling of the emotion API is fairly simple. You have to have the image somewhere where it can find it, and we'll have it processed and come back to us. So the response that comes back includes a lot of things that we're not going to be using in this particular example, things like location of faces and things like that. What we want to do is just focus on the emotion. So all we're doing here is we're extracting the emotion out, loading them into a list, and then searching through that list to get the highest probability one. The probabilities or scores always go from 0 to 1, 0 being not very likely, to 1.0 being almost totally likely that that is the particular emotion. And there'll always be shades of. So another amazing thing is that it may not just be sad. It could be sadness with some disgust or contempt or surprise and happiness, or just surprise. It can be a whole mix of different kinds of emotions. For our purposes, we're going to just display the most likely. So let's paste in our key. application. Once it's up and running, we'll just speak into it. Scott Guthrie of Microsoft.
I'm 36% sure that this person's emotion is neutral.
So we were able to pull the image, get the emotion, decide that neutral was the most likely at 36%. Probably if we were to look at the mix, we'd see that it was a mix of several different emotions, maybe a little happiness, maybe a little surprise, I don't know. But that's how cognitive services works. You get percentages of likelihood. So now we've added Emotion API to our images.